This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Howarth. Today, you're going to listen in as I speak with Jim Mulholland, Vice President of IT at Creativity, Inc., a leading designer, marketer, and distributor of arts and crafts products. Here, he shares how the company united data in three disparate systems, all with different definitions, to create a performance management platform for the entire organization. Learn how sales, finance, operations, supply chain professionals, and more are using the system to improve turn rates and take the drudgery out of the monthly close. And learn some of their best tips for a successful implementation. Could you tell us a little bit about Creativity, Inc.?
Sure. Creativity is a leading designer, marketer, and distributor of basic crafting, beading, and scrapbooking products. We sell proprietary designs and brands, as well as commodity products. And our clients are primarily national craft chains, mass merchandisers, and independent craft retailers. And we are one of the top five suppliers to the craft market.
And what were some of the central issues or pains that your organization faced before IBM Cognos software?
Certainly were several. We were, generating reports from three separate ERP systems and accounting packages. And, as the reports were being produced from these operational systems, they were limited to standard formats, mostly actually hard copy and sometimes, in some cases, green bar type reports. But in any event, we needed to kind of remove the veil on the data so we could arrange it the way we wanted and really report on only those metrics that really matter. And the other key issue, I guess, was also standardization as far as definitions and one system had gross margin defined a certain way and a second system had defined that way and even a third system had maybe even a different slant on it. And so the whole idea of standardizing kind of one version of the truth was one of the key goals, and it was an issue was an issue and then a key goal to solve by moving to IBM Cognos.
And what was your strategy for finding a solution? Did you look at other vendors, and why did you select Cognos?
Yes, actually, we did look at other vendors. I had experience with various reporting tools over the years, and I selected the three that I thought were the most appropriate for our organization. And so what I did was we had a proof of concept established with them where we provided a limited amount of our data in our system to them and asked them to show how they would build a solution that would allow us to meet and surpass the objectives that we had presented in front of them. And this was all done within a very quick turnaround time of, say, 3 weeks or a month time frame. And everybody came back with their solutions, and it was quite clear once those solutions came back that IBM Cognos was really the one that was the best prepared to solve our problems. They really showed an end-to-end solution from the ETL layer to the reporting layer to the analysis to even the framework modeling design. They really had a great solution from beginning to end and really showed that they could make our data, work for us and provide the information we needed to solve our problems. So, once the solutions came back, it was pretty clear that the direction for us was the best direction for us was IBM Cognos.
You've mentioned a few key departments that are real power users of Cognos. Is it used across the organization?
It actually is. I mean, there's hardly a department that won't use it. I mean, I guess human resources may come to mind. They're probably the lightest user of it, but for the most part, sales, finance, operations, supply chain, inventory management, just you name it. They're very much involved in using the system. We started with sales, which is a common way to go. It seems to be the lowest hanging fruit for most organizations. They know what they want there. And then we moved on to other areas and rolled out various analyses and dashboards for them. But as it stands now, it's highly penetrated throughout the whole organization.
And what was the outcome in terms of new efficiencies gained, cost savings, or better information?
Well, for example, in operations, improved turn rates, the way they actually turn orders out in a day, and basically the whole order fulfillment process, And I guess another, you know, area where we gained efficiency was the finance team, you know, performs a close, a financial close every month and, of course, the end of the year. And that close used to take, you know, anywhere from 14 to 21 days, and used to take closer to 21 days into the next month to finish. Well, now it takes them about 5 or 6 days tops. You know, it's just, it's been fascinating how that's really, kind of taken the drudgery out of the month and close away and really allowed them to get onto more, you know, operationally significant, things, within their department.
Any lessons learned along the way?
Oh, yeah, there were a few. Business intelligence implementations are really a journey, and there's not a destination, so there's really no end. You kind of evolve with the business, and there are really no quick fixes. So you need to kind of be on the ground and listening to what the business is doing and adjust accordingly. So that was an important aspect. Projects must have the support of the executive team. Otherwise, you know, they'll basically die on the vine. Without the backing of the highest levels you can get. And for us, it was pretty much the CFO was behind us over all the years we've done it. Another thing I would say is, you should certainly avoid what I call the big bang approach. You know, divide projects into manageable chunks, you know, and focus on areas that are most critical to your company's, you know, survival and ability to thrive.
Any other tips that you'd give your peers on how to have a successful implementation?
Yeah, I would say start small and focused and then grow. So most deliverables will be, you know, for me, I think a 60-day mark is a kind of a good kind of benchmark. And that if anything takes, you know, much more than that, and especially if you're in the 6 months, 9 months for anything to change, I think then people grow disinterested and there's going to be lack of momentum. So I think that, you know, having those targeted deliverables, keep them smaller things more often, I think is important, versus the big bang approach. I would also would say that, you know, utilize expert partners to accelerate the project, I think, and also build internal competency. For most companies, I think you're going to need to maybe get some help from people who've done this before to really make sure you make the right early decisions and accelerate the project and really deliver things quickly and efficiently.
So what has been the user feedback?
Initially, I think we had a lot of people who were skeptical because they had other kind of experiences elsewhere. So when we started doing it, it actually got to the point where, you know, they kind of expected it. And all of a sudden 30 days was, well, you know, obviously we had to get quicker than that, you know, to deliver things even faster. So, you know, the business, you know, for better or for worse, changes every day. And, you know, we need to kind of be aware of that and adjust our thinking and what we deliver to make sure that we're on top of our game. And so in the end was like, okay, well, you know, if we said something's going to take a week, you know, they said, well, how about 2 days? You know, so, you know, we got kind of caught in our own, you know, our own speed there. And that's fine. We actually had them believing in what we can do. And, you know, for us, you want a happy customer. And our internal customer was certainly happy.
For more information on IBM Cognos solutions for consumer products companies, please visit ibm.com/cognos/consumer products.
IBM Cognos Virtual Performance Event is the best way to discover practical strategies, proven best practices, and actionable insights to help you get more value from your BI and performance management solutions from the convenience of your own desk. Better performance, better business. Register now at ibm.com/cognos/virtual performance.
Insights on performance management from the people who shape the industry.